That is Dave Matthews Band. So much to say, setting the stage for us to say a lot about East Coast Volleyball Academy. Our guest is Colby Rosser, and with that, a big warm penguin welcome to you, Colby. We're very glad to have you.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
She is a Dave Matthews fan, among many other penguin artists, so we were giving her own personal request live here in the studio. We get the great privilege of getting to shine our local voices spotlight on so many members of our community doing so much good. And so we're thrilled to be able to shine our light today on East Coast Volleyball Academy. Thanks to Excite Credit Union, who is the leader in local business and banking solutions, for sponsoring these spotlight interviews. And with that, we do want to give a little bit of an introduction to everybody out there of Colby, a little bit of her story, and the East Coast Volleyball Academy, who happens to be, you know, one of the largest and most successful volleyball club here in the area. And the owner, Larry, mm-hmm. was sneaking in some information to us behind Colby's back and bragging on her that she is the only one here in the area coaching who has played and coached at the collegiate level. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is, as far as club directors. Yep.
Yes. Yep. We're putting that out there so you get your street cred right out of the gate.
Thanks.
But to go back a little bit, it's interesting just knowing what little I do about your story of getting into this. So you did play...
I did, at
a collegiate level. Kudos to you on that. I played all through like 7th grade to 12th grade. Loved volleyball.
Nice.
But I never did continue on into the collegiate level, so you got me there for sure. But it was so much fun. And you know better than I do, but like team sports and what that really, really does is so much more. So we're going to get into that a little bit more. But how did you get into this as coaching? Because it was kind of an accident, it sounds like.
It was a total accident. I actually thought I was giving a lesson one-on-one to this kid. And I went out to a local high school near where I went to college. And once I got out there, the dad said like, oh, here's the principal. And I kind of found out they didn't have a coach. They weren't going to have a coach. And so I agreed to do it. I was still in school. I had two other jobs. So bless those kids, man, for hanging in there with me. We definitely did a lot of learning together, mm-hmm. Which was good.
Because, you said you were like early 20s when this happened, right?
21, yeah. Which was crazy now to think about. But it was a really good experience. And it was one of those things, honestly, coming out of college, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And coaching was never on my list. A bunch of my teammates wanted to coach. And now I am the one who does it for a living.
Right.
And none of them do. So I think it's one of those things, like, you know, coaching is, I think you're a little bit called to do it. It's like teaching. You have mm-hmm. to really want to do it. And it just kind of stuck, and I haven't walked away from the sport ever since. So.
Which you were telling me before we got on the air, you've actually tried to leave a few times, but it just hasn't happened.
Yeah, I've tried to do the 9-to-5 thing, but every single time I wind up coming back, and it'll always start as something little, like, oh, I'm just going to help out here, and then next thing you know, it's back to a full-time position. So it's what I love, and as much as sometimes I think, like, oh, it'd be nice to have regular hours, I just don't think I can do anything else.
Right.
So.
What is it that you love about it so much?
It's the connections. I love seeing the kids grow. I love seeing them have those aha moments, or like you get this shy kid who struggles with anxiety and you watch him over a couple years and they're super confident and they're becoming a leader and you just know that they're so much more prepared for the world. Or, I mean, even getting to know the parents and you create these friendships. You just kind of continue to grow your circle. I'm aging myself here, but I have kids now who are married and they have their own kids. And I have teammates that their kids are starting to come into our programs. And it's just really neat to see the development as they all go forward. And I don't know. It's cool. It's a little sentimental maybe, but it's pretty neat.
No, it sounds like it. And again, I mean, I loved my team sport experiences all through, for like I said, 7th grade to 12th grade, volleyball, basketball, running track, all of it. And I really did miss it when I left and went to college. But there's so much you get out of it that's beyond the court.
Oh, there is. And really, I mean, the volleyball portion is good. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy winning quite a lot. But I think the bigger things are the off-court things. I mean, the simple things like time management, you know, how am I going to get all this done? But then also being able to have tough conversations with teammates or your coaches, being able to take feedback, you know, it prepares you to do an interview. It helps you with getting your first job. It just makes you a better teammate. I mean, I think there's so much that youth sports teach that really don't even have anything to do with the sport itself.
Right.
That are just completely invaluable.
Right.
So
Ted Lasso comes to mind. I mean, it's a show about soccer, but it's really not about soccer.
Right, right.
It really is so much more.
It is. And I think that's why most people coach or they get into youth sports is because, yeah, there are long nights and the travel and it can be a lot. And there are certainly sides to it that aren't glamorous or fun. But when you see that kid do the thing you've been working on, or the excitement on her face when she hits a goal that she's been working towards, like, there's really not a whole lot of other jobs in the world you're going to do that give you that level of satisfaction.
Right.
So it's pretty exciting.
Sounds pretty deeply rewarding for
it is.
You too.
It is incredibly rewarding.
And for them. And knowing that you're a catalyst and a facilitator to help these kids reach these new
just
levels.
To be part of their journey is incredibly rewarding. And it's just sometimes really humbling, you know, to see how far they come and to just be able to witness that. So.
Right. If you are just happening to jump on and just tuning in, just hearing us, we've got Colby Rosser here with us. She is the East Coast Volleyball Academy's volleyball director. We're going to pick her brain a little bit more. We've been talking about kind of how she got into this, and we're going to get into more of the nuts and bolts of what they're really doing there, what kind of camps and offerings they have. But we'll do a brief musical interlude. We've got Jack Johnson up for you right now. This is Better Together here on the Penguin. That is Jack Johnson here on the Penguin with Better Together. Great song as we're talking sports and teams and working together and how much better we all are helping each other. If you missed our first segment, we will have that posted online. All these interviews live online at portcitydaily.com under the community and events tab. You'll find it there. Colby Rosser is our guest today, and she is the East Coast Volleyball Academy's volleyball director. Apparently the only director in the area who has coached and played at the collegiate level. Her boss gave us that little nugget. She wouldn't do it. But we were just talking really about her story and how she got into this, and coaching has got a hold of her and won't seem to let go as she's, 20-some years now doing this?
Yeah, almost 20.
Almost 20 years coaching. So let's get into a little bit of the nuts and bolts of the Volleyball Academy, who you guys are helping, what ages, what offerings you've got. Give our folks out there a little bit of scoop.
Yeah, so we have kids in the gym from 6 years old up through 18. We have some programs. Our Super Juniors program is catered to beginners, so they can come in as early as 6, and we split it up. The 6 through 13 for that program, we let them use the lighter ball, the lower net, just helps facilitate success at those ages. And we go up through, we have intermediate classes, some skill-specific classes like serving clinics and attacking clinics, and then we have some higher-level stuff all the way up through our club teams. And our club teams, our highest-level club teams, travel kind of across the country, definitely up and down the East Coast. So we kind of run the gamut on what we offer.
And I was looking at your website. Of course, it seems very female-centric. It's a little female-heavy, but not exclusively. And I guess in the schools, volleyball is not even offered for the fellas, right?
It's not yet, but that's in the works. And there's been a lot of push for that. And so we're hoping to continue to grow the boys' game. We do have boys in our younger classes, our super juniors, and in our beach program. Boys are welcome. There are some height, like net differentials, things that we take into consideration, but... Yeah, we want to see the boys' game grow, absolutely.
And, of course, beach volleyball, being that we're here where we are, we've got the beach, we've got Cap'n Bill's, where I know you guys do a lot of your stuff, but, you know, that's very inviting for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Christy Mundy's our beach director. She's amazing, and she has guys and girls in her program, all ages, so...
And so camps, I guess things are about to probably really launch. Summer camp
they
coming.
Are, yes.
What do people have to look forward to?
So over the summer, we offer half-day, full-day camps. We usually offer 2 to 3 camps a week, so you can kind of choose based on what works for you. Again, we offer beginner, intermediate, and advanced level camps. Our half days are 9 to noon. Full days are 9 to 4. We also have evening clinics if your daytime is taken up with something else. And then we have some weekend offerings. June and July are really focused on camps. Towards the end of July, we have a lot of tryout prep stuff as everybody's getting ready to go back to club and high school.
Right.
So we try to offer a variety, just something that'll fit everybody and kind of what they're looking for with where they are in their game.
Right. So. Which is great because it is all over the spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I will mention to everybody out there, the Rec League registration, actually, you can save some money on. They've just landed on our store at 30offlocal.com. It's the East Coast Volleyball Academy. You'll see it there, I think, on the homepage, but you can certainly search for it. And you can save about $30 on a Rec League registration right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the Rec League is so much fun. We did it last year for the first time, and I think we had about 14 teams, but they play all through the month of June. It is parent volunteer run, but we support the parents with East Coast help there for everything. But there were some super exciting matches in our rec league and a lot of fun play. So it's always exciting to have all that going on in the gym. I'm excited to see how big it gets this year.
No doubt about it. And for folks out there, obviously there are other rec leagues and things like that, but why East Coast? What sets you guys apart? What's kind of different for you?
The biggest thing for us is that as an organization, we want to be person first. So we try really hard to get to know all the kids and the families that come in our gym. We want to kind of meet you where you are. And everybody starts volleyball at a different age. So whether you're starting at 8 or you're starting at 14, it doesn't really matter. We want to help you get your goals from wherever you're beginning. We have kids in our club who want that college experience and that's what they're working towards. Sometimes it's more of like, this is a thing that keeps me in shape and I like being on a team and I enjoy this.
Right.
And we have kids in our club who've even now become coaches at a little bit older ages. So I think for us, it's just, we want to know who you are as a person and help you get to where you want to be. And if sports can help you do that, that's just a big bonus.
Right. And another story you shared with me while we were on the break, I'd love for you to share out there, but you know, this, what you're doing for these kids. I mean, you were talking about a player who wouldn't even go and stay overnight when you had away games.
Yeah. I had a player who just dealt with some anxiety stuff and, you know, like through volleyball, she was able now, she's coaching, she's going to be a teacher. She's an absolutely incredible young woman. And sports just allowed her to have that confidence and her right. teammates, the support of her teammates allowed her to grow. She coaches for us now at East Coast and she does an excellent job. So I just think that there's so much more to it than just the game of volleyball.
Right. It really is just a vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely.
For getting healthier and more fit, but of course, like overcoming anxiety and building confidence and building relationships and just learning how to interact in the world. And it goes on and on from there, much of what you were talking about in our first segment.
Yeah, definitely.
That is the voice of Colby Rosser. She is the director for the East Coast Volleyball Association, and they've got so much going on here. And as you just have heard, a little bits to just scratch the surface. Obviously, the volleyball in the game is fun. But there's really so much more you're offering these kids.
And that's our hope for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yes. It sounds like it's happening. And I had to get the box of tissue out for her while we were talking a minute ago. She was getting verklempt and choked up talking about the meaningful relationships she builds and what it's like to see these kids.
Yeah, it's hard. I guess I don't want to let my 18s know too much just how upset I'm going to be when they're gone. But yeah, I mean, just seeing, I've been so lucky to be with them for 4 years and to watch their development and, you know, just to see some of the things that they're doing now from where they came. And yeah, you totally get a little teary sometimes, but you got to keep that a little hidden. You can't give away too much. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was getting choked up just listening to you. So it sounds like you guys are doing amazing things. Thank you so much for what you're doing for our community and helping these kids. Sounds like the universe lined up to put you right where you needed to be a coach.
Yeah, it definitely did. And thanks so much for having me. It's so cool to be able to get the message out there. And, you know, we want kids to grow through sport, however that is.
Amen. So. Amen to that. So you can find out more. Go to 30offlocal.com to see about those registrations. You can get 30% off. Of course, they're on socials and online. East Coast Volleyball Academy, or it's ECVA?
So our website is EastCoastVBA.
EastCoastVBA.com. Mm-hmm. Yep. There we go.
And we are on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And we try to cross-post everything. So if you can't find it one place, hopefully you can find it on the other.
And of course, that Google search will find you everything you need to know. Colby Rosser with East Coast Volleyball Academy. Thanks again so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Our pleasure to have you in. And of course, we have lots more music just around the corner here on The Penguin.